your feet in Christ and shun. Our work is tried and true. Practical, pragmatical, steadfast and sturdy, sturdy too. If you stroll or saunter, ramble, hop, jump, hop or run, the prudent shoe for you to choose is Christ.
You might think beauty.
Valley Theater has come a long way since I arrived here 35 years ago. Back then, no major Broadway musical tours stopped here, but even now, when several Broadway shows stop here each season, there's still nothing like seeing a big Broadway musical in New York. Last week, I reviewed three current Broadway musicals, Beautiful, The Bridges of Madison County, and The Pippin Revival. Tonight I'll review Aladdin and Kinky Boots, plus I'll comment on three shows I saw in previews, including Bullets Over Broadway, If Then, and Forbidden Broadway Comes Out Swinging. Aladdin is a typical Disney Broadway musical that is perfect for the entire family. There's plenty of magic to keep children dazzled in this well-worn story, but there are enough magical production values to keep adult chaperones amused. Aladdin is elaborately staged, has an impeccable cast, is filled with plush settings, and is loaded with revealing costumes plus the myriad of special effects that will amaze kids and cynical adults. Watching the genie's magic carpet fly around the New Amsterdam Theater stage is intriguing, so if you're headed to Broadway with kids, you couldn't see a better Broadway musical than Aladdin. Kinky Boots is a delightful joy that is based on the film where elaborate boots are made for men who like to sashay around in them. There's a small but significant market for these creations, and the factory focuses on making those buyers happy. The production is crisp and snappy with catchy and cute songs. Although much of the current cast is replacements, there is one original cast member still prancing about. Tony Award winner Billy Porter, who is wickedly amusing as Lola. Kinky Boots opens the 2014-15 ASU Gamage Broadway season in September, and I'll be shocked if local theatergoers aren't thoroughly enchanted with it. Of the shows I saw in previews, only one seems destined to change. The latest, Forbidden Broadway edition, had just begun previews, so it was filled with retreaded slams from previous editions that cut shows now long gone from Broadway. The new version has been going through constant changes as new parodies are written, rehearsed, and added to what will be this show's final version that opens in May. With all the new Broadway musicals, the latest Forbidden Broadway will maintain its tradition of slicing and dicing new musicals with hysterically pointed jabs. Woody Allen's film Bullets Over Broadway should have made a delightful Broadway musical, but the Susan Stroman-directed dud is a heavy-handed bore plagued by Zach Braff's miserable performance in the role Allen handled brilliantly in the film. There was lots of audience squirming during Bullets Over Broadway's first act, and there was a huge stampede of exiting audience at the intermission. The Broadway reviews were mildly passable, but I doubt Bullets Over Broadway will last long. If Then is about a conflicted woman, and it shows what would happen if the woman reacts in one of two ways to each crisis she confronts. The bland music doesn't help. The small production paints New York City as a beautiful urban oasis, so there's little in If Then except for star Idina Menzel, who is wonderful and appeared to be exploring new facets of her character, Elizabeth, during the preview I caught just days before the show's official premiere. There's nothing like seeing several big Broadway musicals. Few of the shows I saw this time will tour, but it's still exciting to see the latest Broadway shows. For KBOC, I'm Chris Curcio.